What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to share with you this morning, such a beautiful day. The book of Philippians. In the fourth chapter, we get to the point of the book where it just really gets good. It gets good. The writer, the apostle, in this bit of scripture, so many things are shared. I'm going to start to read in the fourth verse, fourth chapter in the book of Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I believe that we make a decision to rejoice in the Lord. It was said one time that happy people are not because of a set of circumstances, but because they believe in a certain set of attitudes. I want you to think about that as we read on. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with all thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Boy, prayer request time this morning, it was special. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed people willing with the freedom to lift their hand and simply share about what God has done in their lives and what they hope and expect God to do. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the writer finishes by the eighth verse by stating, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you heard and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace be with you. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Open our hearts, open our minds, allow each one to receive that special thing that you have to say to us today, God. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people, amen. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. I believe that the greatest thing that you can have in your life is peace from God. I believe in this world that is so anxious, this world, and oh my goodness, all the things that we have, all the things that we hear, all the disruptions, all the upheaval, all the pain, the suffering, people. I believe that if a man, if a woman has the peace of God residing in their heart, they are wonderfully blessed. I want peace. I want peace. I want peace. I want joy. I want happiness. I want to be able to live without worry about where I am going when I leave this life. That's number one. Them old preachers long years ago, you better have your ticket stamped to heaven. I just love to hear that. Brother Tommy Freeman came in on Wednesday night and he said, brother, next week we're having camp meeting revival down there. I don't think he wanted me to go because he sent me to the wrong church, but I'll forgive him for that. Bobby, thank you for straightening me out this morning. But I know that old Brother Tommy's been around for a long time, hasn't he, Bobby? He's been to those camp meetings. He sits in the back on our concerts. Occasionally we get him up front to sing a little song. What a day that will be when my Jesus I see. Oh, what a day. And he has simply lived a life of joy, a life of peace in the Lord. Matt's song moved me today. Wonderful. Both songs. Love them both. But wow, what a joy, what a thrill it is to simply be focused upon what God has for you in your life. In your life. Everybody's focused on everything. Everything I hear, I've heard it all. I've heard people just try to convince you of it all, but I still go back to what the book says. What is written here, that finally, whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of good report, these are the things that we're told to meditate on. I meditate on the good things of God. And because of that, He allows His Spirit to just take over our lives and lead us, guide us, direct us when sometimes we're frustrated, sometimes we don't. I love the way Yolanda, she added about the peanut woman. I love about the peanut woman. And people, what, the peanut woman? How a woman could go to a very, very rich man and ask for a grant of $1 million. And he laughed in her face and gave her a dime. But with that dime, she took and she bought seed. And the next season, they planted that seed. And the following season, they took all the harvest from those crops and they planted more and more. And because of that, they were able to go out and buy instruments. So then later on, she went back and she said, I want to show to you what I have done with your dime. And he gladly wrote out that check for $1 million. Thrilling, I see. Why? Because we are focused on the good things of God. We are focused on those things that are intangible. We are focused on something that I can't grab a hold of, something I can't feel it, I can't touch it, but boy, my goodness, when it comes, I know it within my heart of hearts. I've been very fortunate. I have a wonderful family. I probably speak higher of them than they may speak of me. You never know. I don't know what they say. But I believe it comes from the strength. And I know how fortunate I have been. On Wednesday night, we were talking about how in the author, Charles Stanley, in his book, and he's talking about why people don't have a good opinion of God. We were talking about the challenges, we talked about role models. We talked about how people in our lives affected us so much. We talked about families. We talked about preachers. We talked about those in church that we've known that have meant so much to us and just simply been there and simply inspired us through their actions, and so most of all through their exhibiting of God's love. I love when God's love is shown one to another. Because of that, I simply rejoice in His name. My mother, she has known the joys of motherhood. When all four of us children were finally put to bed. After that, she knew what the joy of motherhood was. Peace and quiet. Things around a household, if you are a loving family, they're not exactly what you saw on those old shows back on the Father Knows Best. And it's not like that, folks. We have a little catchphrase now, dysfunctional. We got a strange church. I heard it this morning. Sorry, that's what I heard. We got a strange church with strange people out here.
I think it sounds better than weird.
Yeah, I like that too. Strange sounds better than weird. And I love it. Because I believe that you have a place where you can come. And you can share honestly from the heart in truth what is going on in your life. And you need folks out there to support you, pray for you. You need others, brothers and sisters in Christ, during times of upheaval, during times when you are anxious. I haven't mastered this thing of patience and calmness like some folks I know. Pastor Ed was the calmest fellow that I ever knew in my life. We walked out of 7-Eleven one day, and we walked by a car, and there was this dog in the back, and he came by, and he just, like this, and I was there, oh my goodness. Oh, Pat, now be calm to the dog. I go, I could never do that in my life. I just don't have it in me. I can't do that. What I tried to learn from individuals who I looked up to. I read from an author, Matthew Henry. Remember, this is written about 1700. And he was known for his great attitude. And it was said that he had an attitude of gratitude. Thankful for whatever circumstance came up in his life. And while he was walking down the street, he was robbed. And later that night, he wrote in his journal about the episode. And this is what he wrote. He says, "I am thankful that during these years, I have never been robbed until now. Also, even though they took my money, they did not take my life. And although they took all I had, it was not much. Finally, I am grateful that it is I who was robbed, not I who robbed." I am thankful it is I who was robbed and not I who robbed. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How do you find that peace? You get into the Word. Plain and simple. You open up this book. It is said of all the books that all the Bibles laying on the shelf were opened at one time, it would be the greatest dust storm that has ever hit this great United States of America. Probably true. But until you open this book, until you start to apply these principles, these things that we read, until you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, until He comes into your heart, until He gives you something to live for, something far greater than you've ever known in all of your life, and until you become and be a part of the church. And I'm not talking about Mount Calvary. What is the church? It is the body of believers. This morning, I was so moved because an individual in the parking lot came to me. If you're a pastor and you come to church Sunday morning and the first thing comes at you is one of the ladies in the parking lot, "Pastor, you better be ready. You better be ready." She says, "I have something for you, but what's going on next door? Their light's going on over. There's an ambulance next door at the church. We have friends next door. I don't know what happened. Just praying that everything worked out well and nobody was hurt or something even worse happened." The body of Christ is when you have care and concern and compassion for fellow believers, for other churches, for those that God has allowed to spread the good news. And I was so thankful Now, we're not focused here, and I love, now, don't get me wrong, I love all you folks being in church on Sunday morning. I think it's beautiful. I think it's great. Makes you feel, I wore my special pumpkin shirt with a stem head just to show my appreciation because you're all here today. But the thing that I want to encourage you to do is the service of ministry begins when those doors open, you walk out. You have the challenges of life thrown against you. Then you can kind of hold on to what you read about the peace of God, about that wonderful peace and what it means to each and every one of us. You can care. You can just wrap your arms of love and compassion and tenderness around those who are in need. It's been a good day. I believe God is ready to do a work. I see people that through the seeds have been planting that are growing closer to Him. I see people that are simply relying on Him more and more. You may be strange, but you're strange because to the world you look foolish. Because you believe in something. You believe in something that is real, that is truthful, that you can stand upon, not in your own strength, not in your own understanding, but through the love of God. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house today and we have worshiped you. We've sung songs about the Master. We've heard prayer requests. God, remember those prayer requests again. Be with dear Miss Geisla today. Be with Brother Bill. Be with so many that, God, that just simply need a touch from you. We heard prayer requests that touched our hearts, but we also heard praises, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for the praises and what you're doing and what you're going to do. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. And God, challenge us to be the light of this world. Challenge us to share the love of God to everyone we come in contact with. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Do we have, we're going to sing, is it 5:43, the family of God?